And now, a Pride 48
flashback moment.
It was the most requested segment from Pride 48 2009. Here it is, from Big Fatty Online, the best of Big Fatty. This has been a Pride 48
flashback moment.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It was the most requested segment from Pride 48.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1673 of the BFO for Monday, the 23rd of June, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about the weekend, and there was something in the P.O. box. Hello, 48ers. Big Fatty, we all know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. As people go back to the to their respective coal mines today, tired people. Some bleary-eyed. Big Fatty, bleary-eyed. That's lovely. Anyway, because it was Pride 48 weekend, and y'all, we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But congratulations to everyone who participated in the big worldwide Pride 48 pants off weekend. Be ready. I hope everybody who participated had a good time. Let's get into the bull rushes. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know. It's not the bull rushes. You're supposed to get into the... I don't know what you're supposed to get into. Big Fatty, then don't get into it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let's just back up to... Thursday night, y'all, after Big Fatty recoded the Friday little show, y'all, he was approached on the Grin Doctor. And, Big Fatty met up with a brand new gentleman caller. And, Thursday night, there was much to talk about, none of which I'll talk about. Big Fatty, thank hydrogen! That gentleman caller was over here at the Fat Cave probably about an hour and a half, almost two hours on Thursday evening. And, y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. He's already approached. He approached Big Fatty late night on Saturday night. But y'all, I missed him. I missed him, and so I just sent him a little note. 'Cause y'all, he's not online with any sort of a regular schedule. I have a feeling. And he's going to be in Charleston. It is for someone that does not live here, but is going to be in Charleston to the end of August, I think he said. And there may be much more humpity, but Big Fatty, we don't need hear about the humpity nor the bumpity. I'm telling you, it was lovely. Just lovely. And had a good day in the coal mine. Big Fatty got several things done that he's been trying to get done, and y'all this is the week of the big hootenanny for the the orange hat, not the orange hat, there at the coal mine, the orange hat, his last day of work is a week from today on the 30th. There's going to be a little hootenanny on Thursday afternoon of this week and on Friday night of this week. So, y'all, I am going, and I'm just going to a scheduling note here. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday little shows this week. Y'all are going to be a rebroadcast of Big Fatty's participation, which, as you heard at the beginning of today's little show, was the most requested part of Pride 48. Big Fatty's participation in this year's Pride 48 is going to be rebroadcast on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And y'all, I'll be talking more about that later in the little show. But y'all, for right night, y'all, you know, Big Fatty, y'all, I gotta say this, as far as the Pride 48 goes, that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns, y'all, they started the pre-show stuff around 9 a.m. in the morning with some old Jack Benny. Y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Some old Jack Benny radio shows and things like that. And y'all, it was just lovely. And then in the afternoon, y'all, they played the 2-hour pre-show, because that was before we had the pink carpet or anything. They played the 2-hour pre-show of the very first year. I think that was in 2009. And y'all, it was interesting to hear the foreshadowing, because y'all, Big Fatty was so proud of himself. He was all ready for that evening, and y'all, of course, that evening, that was the infamous 20 minutes of silence that Big Fatty is still to this day known for. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll never, it'll be emblazoned on your tombstone, 20 minutes of silence. And, let's see. But y'all got home from the coal mine, and y'all, I'd been craving popcorn, the new skull there in the coal mine, y'all, she brought in a little package of the microwave popcorn to the coal mine on for right day and all day long. Y'all, I craved popcorn. So y'all, I came home from the coal mine on for right day night, y'all, and you know, I didn't pull out the microwave popcorn. Y'all, I pulled out the pot and put a little oil in it, and y'all, I had some of that Orville Redden Cockles, what do you call it? White,
Big Fatty Racist
popcorn. And y'all, I popped it right up and put some real butter on top of it. And y'all, I ate the whole bowl of it. And y'all, I fixed me a big old Tanqueray 10 and tonic. And y'all was just listening to the that kickoff, the little skidettes that had been done in all the previous Pride 48, y'all. And you know, Big Fatty's show has always traditionally been the first show, so y'all, Big Fatty doesn't get to hear the little skidettes that go on. And y'all, so I really enjoyed hearing about that, y'all. I learned that last year in Lost Wages, the big liar, that Mr. Mike Lawson, was Big Fatty's spurned lover.
Big Fatty, he was crazy is what he was.
But anyway, so, so I was drinking that gin and eating that popcorn, and y'all, then the opening little show started, and y'all, Big Fatty had fixed another gin before that, and y'all, you know, that opening show started at 8:30 p.m. in the evening on a Friday night, and y'all, I was a little behind launching the Nice Cast and launching all the different applications I was going to use. Y'all, I didn't need to use the iTurge, but I launched it anyway, and that proved to be a mistake. Because y'all about, and you'll hear this, and y'all, I'm just going to alert you on Thursday, the BFO will go longer than 20 minutes. Y'all, I know you may have to call in a medical expert to revive you with the vapors. But y'all, the banjo band stopped playing on Friday night during that second 20 minutes.
Big Fatty, you it was almost as if you knew about it.
I had no idea I had to do anything more than just 20 minutes.
Well, Big Fatty, you really put it together there in no time.
It's true. I had a quiz. I had a quiz during the second 20 minutes of the little show on a Friday night. And, y'all, that'll be replayed on Thursday. And, y'all, the quiz is still going on because as of this recording, no one has gotten all the answers correct. And, y'all, just so you know, the prize for getting the all the answers correct and being the first one to send them in, y'all, it's going to be your very own specialty canned painted by that Gus Chad. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I am anxious. I'm anxious for somebody to win this because, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Gus Chad is absolutely he's just a sweetheart, first of all, and, y'all, talented. Just as talented as he can be. Big Fatty opened one of his cans for right night, and you'll get to hear more about that. And y'all, but because Big Fatty went over on that second show, then I kind of made up for it so I could be over by 10 o'clock p.m. in the evening for the old Stink podcast. And so, y'all, I was about a minute and a half late or short on the Friday little show. But y'all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to fill that at the very beginning. And so you'll have a 20-minute little show this Friday. But anyway, Big Fatty did pretty well, except for the computer slowing down. And, y'all, I think it was that iTurds that was just eating up the memory or whatever. I don't know. But, y'all, I finally got it going again. And, y'all, I did everything right. That's the thing. I did everything right, and it was the technology that made Big Fatty a bumbling fool, and that is spelled PF. PHOOL.
Big Fatty, you don't even remember how to say it.
Y'all, after Big Fatty was on, y'all, I was listening to the little shows, and y'all, about halfway through the old cocktails and kerfuffles, y'all, I just had to go lay down. And, y'all, I was drooling on my pillow before the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. Did their little underpants show. But, y'all, the nice thing is all these little shows will probably post their little show during the next upcoming weeks or something. Y'all got up Saturday morning, and John Ong, y'all, I didn't hear his gong. I didn't hear him play the gong on Saturday morning to wake everybody up. But, y'all, after that, the crazy Mexican, the number one fan of the BFO, that had him, was on. And, y'all, he just did a lovely job. Y'all, he was doing it all by himself. Very proud of him. And then listened all Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. But, y'all, I was craving the barbecue. I was craving the barbecue. So, y'all, I took my cellular telephonic device and the tune-in radio, and I got in the Ford Escape, and I drove and got me some barbecue for my supper. And, y'all, came back, and, you know, I could listen in the Ford Escape on the tune-in radio. That was lovely. So I didn't miss anything. I just wasn't as active in the chat room. Then y'all drank a little bit more on Saturday night. Y'all didn't drink as much as that Tristan. Y'all evidently Tristan drank New York City dry and vodka. But anyway, there was evidently some vulgarness, just vulgarness, late night Saturday night. But we won't get into that. Woke up around midnight Saturday night, and y'all, they had the old farts on, y'all, I listened to the old farts for a little while, and y'all, that poor Curtis from over there at the Game Night Gals, y'all, he was mortified. It was just horrible for him, but y'all, he took it like a champ. Big Freddy, that sounded vulgar, and Sunday morning, y'all, it was the first episode of the Monet's cast with the number one fan of the BFO, that had him, and batshit crazy Miss Bacon, and y'all, that they did a great job for a very first opportunity, y'all, I'm sure that'll get posted probably through the Angry Panties feed. I don't know that for sure, but we'll see. And y'all listen throughout the day and everything, and y'all, then Sunday afternoon, I needed to take care of a few little errands, y'all, by the way, the Howdy Do Pancakes boys did their first live little show also, and y'all, they did great. They just did great. I was very very pleased that JR got vulgar, and Calvin practiced up on his tap dancing. But, y'all, while I was out and about on Sunday, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish, Christian, save a dream, Christian, save your heart, send your wish, will come true. Yeah, I guess Bing Fatty, you're not prepared. Y'all, I gotta turn the light on because, y'all, it looks like we're getting about to get some red rain here in Charleston. But y'all went by the P.O. box and it was canned. And, y'all, it's a postcard. And, oh, it is very good. Oh, it's canned. Oh, it is very good. And, y'all, it really is lovely, and it's got glitter on it or something like that. And, y'all, there must be a dozen kitty cats on there, and I think one of them looks very much like Squeaky Kitty. And, y'all, let's just turn it over and read it. It says, Dear Paul Big Ready, it's for me. It's not for you. Okay, well, I'll read it. Dear Poodle, all the bites we take in the cakes in Vienna are dedicated to you. We love the cake, and and there is a lot of them here. Of course, they are yummy sausages, too. Vulgar! Thinking of you, Hat M and Mr. Z. P.S. Say hello to Big Fatty. Hat M says hello.
Well, thank you, Hat M and Mr. Z. I appreciate that.
And say hello to Squeaky Kitty. Oh, Big Fatty.
Oh, dear. Well, why don't y'all take that over in the corner and just look at it? Yes,
and y'all and then y'all came back to the Fat Cave Sunday afternoon, and y'all, I had to take a little break from the Pride 48 to record the little show, so you'd have a little show on Monday. I hope you have a great week. Y'all, I was on the Twitty over the weekend, and y'all, evidently that Kim Beaver and her wifey are up there at a tuna canning convention up there in the New York City.
Big Freddy, New York City!
And so y'all, if you're in the New York City area, send Kim Beaver a little message on the Twitty. And Kim, I know that you didn't get to hear most of the Pride 48 little shows this weekend, but Vonzie, let her know what the very best part was.
It was the most requested segment from Pride 48.
Oh, Big Fatty, is that when Squeaky Kitty and I covered your ass?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.